Hey, everybody, it's 18 minutes of Flock and Gather. Welcome to one of the shortest talks on podcast radio. But I learned today from my good friend who you're going to talk to that TED Talks is also 18 minutes. So I think it's pretty cool that Flock and Gather and TED Talks use the same time frame. Maybe my friend Christy can tell us more about it. So everybody say good morning. It's morning here anyways in Arizona. Hello, Christy Cano. How are you?
Hi, Alan Chair. It's afternoon here in Puerto Rico and it's sunny and it's winter right now. So I'm always happy to see you, my dear friend.
You as well. Even though our friends are only going to listen to us, it's always good to do the face-to-face because it makes it easier to have these conversations, doesn't it?
It does. It makes me remember that the last time we saw each other in person was we were having lunch at IECSC in Las Vegas. Oh. We were at the back of the trade show floor and trying to figure out what sandwiches to order. And
good
it's
call.
Always a joy to see you.
Yeah, good call. Good memory. And I miss those IECSC shows. Now, I know they're scheduled for this year again, so we'll just have to see what happens and what comes up with the year. But the as we tape this, the vaccine's rolling. I saw this morning FDA gave the rights for Moderna to start releasing their vaccine as well. So good stuff is coming. Everyone's got to keep a positive face on this. So Christy, you and I have known each other a long time, although I think you were 12 when I first met you when you started in this industry.
I was.
Yeah, of course you were. And I know, and I always say, who does not know Christy Cano? You have to know her, right? You have Innovative Spa Productions. That's your consulting company. I know a ton of people have used you and love you along the way. And I know how busy you are, but you're also doing something new. We're not going to talk about it right this second, but we'll visit it shortly. But given that you're in Puerto Rico, can you address the islands and what's been going on the last few months down there? Tell us.
Sure. Well, you know, Puerto Rico is a very beautiful place. And, you know, what's been very interesting here is you do have a sense of isolation. And while Puerto Rico is part of the United States, we don't vote for president of the U.S. So it was different for us here in the last few months politically and in other things going on in the States. So
but island life treats you well, right? You like being on the island.
I love being on the island. You know, I grew up in Hawaii. Yep. And so I'm definitely an island girl. I love the ocean. I love the sunshine. And I love to welcome friends here, whether it's this island or Hawaii.
Do you feel the need, like when you come to the spa shows for you, it's always two or three flights and it's a different planning mechanism to get off Puerto Rico and get somewhere other than Miami or New York, right?
Right, that's true. But I'm really looking forward to seeing our friends again and gathering and getting back together, you know, regardless of where we're flying in from. And I don't know when that's going to be or what that's going to look like, but I think a lot of us in the industry really value the connection and the community that we've built. And we have really great relationships that we've nurtured and fostered over the years, and it's how we get our work done. Although I will say it's been very efficient to have all of these virtual meetings over this past year. And you know, whether it's trade shows online or meetings online or gathering together for associations, I think that's really helped me mentally to be able to stay in touch with people. You know, I'll say, you know, some days have been really great and other days have been a challenge, like for everyone. And there were a couple days this year that were really just very difficult and stressful for different reasons. And the one thing that did help me get out of it was, you know, the first day this happened to me, Live Love Spa was having an online event. And so I joined that and I thought I'll get to see some of my friends. And, you know, that certainly was true. And on the last night, they had a trivia game and I just was not feeling great that day. But I thought, I'm going to go. I'm going to show up. It's been important to me all these years to just show up. So I showed up and it was so much fun. And it was 80s trivia. So, you know, right in my generation. And I won the trivia game. It was crazy.
I love it.
But here's the thing. It wasn't about winning. It was about getting to see my friends and having the community come together. And we just had a really great time.
Well, how much fun being on the Greenspan Network holiday cocktail hour thing was.
That was so much fun, too.
People or something on the call. Yeah. And it was fun.
It was great. And there was no agenda other than let's just get together, share some love, share the community, and let's see each other. And it just, I think what that does for people from a mental standpoint is just, you can't deny the importance of that.
Yeah. By the way, I want to go back to something you said when you talked about isolation and being on the island, et cetera. And I know to a lot of people, isolation might have a negative vibe, but I think about isolation along the lines of silence and meditation. Mm-hmm. And those things, they're important to me. I think for a lot of other people, they've learned how important they are as well to be able to do kind of some, there's been a lot of soul searching over the last 10 months, has
Absolutely.
There not?
Yes. Yes. And I think we've also learned that self-care is very important. And one of the things I've learned this year is just to be kinder to myself and to just take it a little easier and slow down. And it's not all about the hustle for work and all the accomplishments and checking off as many things as you can on your to-do list. There are some days where you really just need to rest. And you need to take it easy and you need to be as kind to yourself as you are to other people. And we need to remember to do that.
I spoke this morning with our friend, Eric Stevenson. I think mm-hmm. he's in North Carolina right now. And I don't know how we got on the subject. And he said to me, well, how much longer are you going to work? And I said, you know, I never really thought about it. Living here in Arizona, I get my solitude and my isolation, silence time, if you will. Although, you know, for a guy who goes to 22 or 25 mm-hmm, trade shows a year, I'm missing that part of our world. But I've said this before, our industry is great because it's one of those industries where, I mean, Christy, you see people work in their 60s and their 70s and their 80s and their 90s. And I don't even know if they call it work. I have bad days too, like everybody else, but it doesn't stress me out. I don't call it work. And my hair is short for hereditary reasons, not because I pulled it out. So I think we're really fortunate that we get to be in this kind of industry. And to me, isolation, meditation, it's just a good part of the business. That's all.
Oh, absolutely. And I remember a recent iSpa, one of the speakers was talking about extroverts versus introverts and what type are you? And I've heard a lot of people this year say, I'm just used to traveling so much and getting out and I'm missing seeing people. I'm really an extrovert and I need to get out. But for some of us, I'm really enjoying being in. You know, I need the connection virtually with people. And thankfully for my work, I spend enough time on the phone talking to vendors and my clients and friends. But I enjoy the peace and quiet as well and the balance of that. And I know some people, that's really a struggle that they can't get out in groups and communicate that way. But I think for many of us, this way works well also. I enjoy working from home. I enjoy having my animals close to me when I'm working.
Wait, let's talk animals for a minute. So you guys have what I'm going to call a farm where you're living in Puerto Rico.
We have a flock where they gather.
You have chickens, you have bees, you have all kinds of things run. Tell us about the farm.
Okay, we have two beautiful large German shepherds that are about 100 pounds apiece. They're our security team. And we have 10 chickens. We have about 20,000 bees. We just got two newts that we picked up. So they have about 10,000 bees apiece. And we have a hillside that's in bloom right now. So they're happy. And we're hoping to harvest some honey in the next few months. So you have wild iguanas running around and turkey vultures flying overhead. It's, and we have hawks. We found some hawks recently flying. So it's nice. It's nice being in a place where we can get outside and just take deep breaths, and it's fresh air and it's clean and we have space. And I wish everybody had the opportunity to have this kind of space in their life if it's something that they find nurturing to them.
Christy, isn't it amazing what having, I mean, yes, we love our dogs, as you know, we talk about them frequently. Having animals, having nature around it, it's different. It adds a piece to the puzzle that I think a lot of city dwellers, deep city dwellers, might miss or not see enough of. I mean, even though I'm in north Phoenix, but we have in our complex here hawks and bobcats and mountain lions and coyotes, and they're not javelinas. We have javelinas who run through the, because there's all of the like waste or the water natural areas, and they live here. And I never get worried when I see them. I just think, okay, they were here a long time before we were. So it's great having animals.
I want to see pictures really of those. Post those on social media so we can all see that.
I know. I'll have to do so. You know, when I go out for a walk, I never bring my phone with. It's one of those disconnect things for me. It's like, I don't want the phone ringing while I'm walking, but I will work on the pictures for you. Okay. Quickly, Innovative Spa Productions. What's going on in the consulting business? Cause I know our industry is picking up right now and I'm assuming you're busy. So talk to us about Innovative Spa Productions.
Sure. Well, I think a lot of people know what spa consultants do. And I really love the creative part of building something and creating something, whether it's from the ground up, or right now I'm working on a remodel of a spa that we opened a year and a half ago, and they've thrived. So they need more treatment space. So we're working on how to make it more creative and revenue producing and able to serve more guests and a great space for their staff to work in. But one of the things I've been most concerned about throughout my consulting career, and even before that, is that most people do not hire spa consultants. For those that do, you know, it's definitely a value and it's a plus if you hire the right consultant for you. But I realize, and I know you do too, that most of these spas do not hire the consultants, because yes, there's a cost involved. I understand the value to it. My goal is always to save my client more money than what they pay me in fees. And I've been very successful in doing that. And that feels really good. But I'm still concerned with all of the businesses that don't have this kind of professional assistance.
Okay. So wait, hold on. I want to catch up our listeners. Okay. So I love the word you said, thrive. You help your clients thrive. Off top of your head, give me the top 1, 2, 3. Give me just a few nuggets of what makes them thrive today.
Wow. You know, that's a difficult question to answer. Part of it is location right now, because we have spas that are open. We have spas that are closed. We have spas that have been open and closed, and they open and close. So part of it is having a solid business foundation and having your financial piece in order and not just winging it on the financial side, really having a deep understanding of that. And okay, did a podcast with Monty Zwang. We work together a lot.
And yeah, I love Monty. In fact, I would tell you, the people that I've met who worked with you said, oh my God, I love Christy Cano. People say that about Monty Zwang too. After they meet him and they start working, they go, how did I not know that I should have been in? Well, and I'm going to use these words in a minute, investing. But so you said location is good, business foundation. And of course, my third one, finance, which I read as revenue, right? You got to keep generating profitable revenue.
Right. Well, but you have to understand the business on the financial side. And I think because we're in such an emotional business, a lot of people get into this because they're passionate about it. And that's certainly a piece of what makes people successful. But there's the other side as well. And you really have to understand the business that you're running. You can't just open your doors and then they'll come. You know, there's the marketing piece that goes with it as well. And I've talked to many people, and they either love or hate social media. I happen to love it because I think it's another place for me to gather with my friends and see what's going on. But that's something that people really do need to understand, and it keeps changing. The analytics keep changing and you have to keep up with it. And I know that can be a challenge as well.
You said earlier that people don't like to spend the money to hire consultants. In all the businesses I've owned, we have been a regular investor in consultants because you cannot be an expert in every single part of everything that you do in your business. Ergo,
absolutely,
hire a consultant. So a lot of people say, well, it's expensive. And I always challenge that. And I go, it's really not an expense. It's an investment in the growth of your business. Would you say that's correct?
Absolutely. Well, and I look at the amount of money that I can save them, whether it's in equipment or helping them structure their compensation the right way so that they're not overpaying in compensation. And, you know, just with the relationships that I've built over the years to be able to get discounts, any of those types of things, I think if people really understood the value in those terms and that you may pay $8,000 for a consultant, but you're going to save $20,000 in fees through the consultant, either because of relationships or operations know-how to be able to get the systems down correctly. I think people don't tend to look at it that way, but I understand why, because I'm a small business owner too, and I watch my money really closely.
We're going to keep working on them. We've been speaking today with Christy Cano. She's on the lovely island of Puerto Rico. It's part of the U.S., but also not part of the U.S. Christy, you're doing something else too. Can you address Onward We Rise? Tell our viewers pretty quick what that's all about.
Okay, so Onward We Rise is something that I've been wanting to do for many years, pre-COVID, but then now this year, it really brings mental wellness to the forefront. There's a lot of people that have had challenges this year on many fronts, not just because of their business, but maybe because of family. You know, yesterday we had, this is hard. I wasn't expecting to say this. So, my partner's mom passed away yesterday from COVID.
So sorry.
And when it hits home, it's really different than watching it in the news and watching the statistics go up. And so I realized that it is a challenge for people this year, whether it's, you know, from a health standpoint, from a mental wellness standpoint. A lot of people have children at home that they're homeschooling now and they weren't prepared for that. That impacts their ability to go to work or job loss. And I'm not just talking about adults, but for children as well. I am so concerned about this. So I've started a company I'll launch next year called Onward We Rise. And it will focus on mental wellness, self-care, love, all of that is intertwined together. And I think just like with Get Spa Info, my website for the spa industry, giving people free resources, that's what Onward We Rise will do from the mental wellness standpoint. I think people just sometimes don't know where to turn to get information and help. And it'll be a hub to help people find that information.
I love it. Christy, where do people find you today? What's the best website for you?
Find me at getspotinfo.com. I'll say really quickly, because I know we're winding this up, I've spent this year redoing the website. And it's all about free resources for the spa industry. I'm really excited about it. So the industry has done a great job putting together opening checklists. I realize there's spas that are temporarily closing, so it was important to me to put together a how to temporarily close your business checklist, along with a lot of other resources that I've been collecting in my brain for the last 20 plus years that I've been in the industry.
People, find Christy Cano. She's at getspainfo.com. Christy, we've gone from what, Puerto Rico to Hawaii to Arizona. We've talked about dogs and chickens and pigs and bees and hawks and love. I think we've covered it all. God bless you, darling. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Alan. All the best to you and Kathy.
Thank you. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.